I moved to America when I was about 17, just a few weeks before my 18th birthday. And one of the first things that you get used to was the American or Californian style of greeting. I mean, at least that's what I thought it was. It's, they ask you, you know, hi, how are you? That's a very simple thing to ask someone. How are you? And I had to watch this interaction happen in front of me to understand what they are really saying is hi. They don't really want you to answer the question. But I did when I met strangers. And so the interaction is, hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Good. That's it. That's what's supposed to happen. That is the unspoken contract between strangers or even people you know as acquaintances. Of course, if you know the person well and they're your friend, you might give them an actual answer, but you don't give the answer to strangers. So I was thinking about that when I started recording today. And if you've heard this show before, you know that I don't script the show. I script everything else I make, but not the show. And I was thinking about this expression of how are you? And how I wanted to ask you that. But not in the way I learned its meaning to be when I was in America. Not to just ask you and then say my part and then you say your part and, you know, we continue. But just to ask you. I know this is a one-way conversation, but I don't want to treat you like a stranger. Not during this time that we're going through. So if you're able to answer back to me in any form, if you're listening to this show, then you know where you can find me. Let me know the answer. Or at least know that even though we might be strangers, and I don't know you, I wanted to ask you this question. My name is Laksh. You're listening to my podcast, Story Talking with Laksh. And this is the first episode of season 4. It's called, How Does the End Begin? Today is May 24th, 2021, and I want to talk to you about being stuck. Being stuck and not knowing where to go. Creatively, of course. Now, as I said, this is episode 1 of season 4. I believe this is episode 117 in total. But for the last 6 months, I've not made more of this show because, well, I was writing and making some other things. You may have heard them, but I don't think I made anything in English. But yeah, I had a show called Pal Bhar Ke Liye Koi Hame Pyar Kar Le. That was for Red FM. Then I did another show for Red FM called Dil Abhi Bhara Nahi, which just ended, but I believe it's still playing on the radio, but I'm done with making that first season. And right now I have another show called Tumne Kisi Se Kabhi Pyar Kiya Hai Season 2 going on JioSaavn. So I've been very occupied. But believe it or not, I've also been stuck. I have two different creative voices inside me, at least two. And in just this classification there, let's divide them by languages. One is the English voice and one is the Hindi voice. And I don't just mean that in terms of how I talk, because I have received feedback from listeners who have heard both my voices, and they don't believe that either is real or that it came from the same person. But over the past few months, Hindi has been not easier to write, but it's been the thing I've been able to write. And even that took a long time. The second season of Tumne Kisi Se, I think I've been writing it for 6 months, maybe more. And the Red FM show took me a couple months. But the thing I've been stuck on is this English language novel, my first novel. And if you haven't, even if you have heard the last year of story talking, I'll still need to give you a refresher because it was a long time ago when I last spoke about this book. It's, right now it's called Six Scenes from a Marriage. And I started writing it. I actually announced that I was starting to write a book. I believe in January or February of 2020. And I worked a lot on it. It was six scenes, so it's going to be six chapters. About 5,000 to 7,000 words each chapter. So the book is going to be 30,000 to, you know, 42,000 in the final word count. And for those first couple months that I was writing this book, I believe I wrote two chapters between February and April of 2020. And then I got distracted and also in its own way stuck because I started writing these Hindi shows. And then from May of 2020 till April or March, May of 2020 till March of 2021, I only wrote the Hindi shows. It's like my English voice it wasn't on vacation because otherwise it would have come back happier. But it was definitely on hiatus. And then somehow, after finishing writing all those other projects I mentioned, I knew it was time to go back. But I did not know what I would have in me to write when I went back. Cut to two nights ago, and I finished I finished another scene of the book. And back in March, about 2 months ago, I wrote another scene. So now I'm done with four scenes out of the six. And I wanted to let this episode, which, as you can tell, I'm narrating very slowly. This is the one thing I've taken over from my Hindi voice, is to be as quiet as possible when telling stories. And if it's not your cup of tea, you can speed up me talking. I would not be offended if you did. But when I would do this show before, people would say I talk too fast. But really, I slow it down because I want the listener to be a part of the story. Everything I tell you is about you. It's about me first. When I'm writing it, it's about me. But when I'm telling you the story, it's about you. So why is this episode called How Does the End Begin? That's a story. A year ago, I made an audio play called One More Night with Mita. And it did quite well. I mean, I'd never made an audio play before. I'd never had people listen to anything I wrote in fiction format with actors and everything. So it was a great experience. And I released the audio play as a 45-minute episode. And it got good feedback. People stayed till the end, many of them, you know. But then I tried an experiment. And I split up the audio play into multiple parts. I split it into four episodes of 10, 12 minutes each. And this is the English one, so it was actually shorter. The Hindi one was 45 minutes. The English one was about 33 minutes. So I did this thing. And the last episode that was building up to the final few moments of the story was called How Does the End Begin? Because it's the first line that the character says when he realizes that he's in a story, he's in a scene. And he says, "How does the end begin?" to the other character. And the reason I'm telling you that story is because that line is the reason I've been able to get back my voice and make progress on my novel. There was a time when I finished that third scene in March of 2021, just recently, 2 months ago. As happy as I was with having finished half of the book, because, you know, two scenes last year, one scene in March, such a huge break in the middle, I thought I was done. I thought this book was just going to be halfway done. I finished that scene, and instead of feeling great, which I did for a few moments, I felt worse than when I'd felt before starting that scene. And the scene took me maybe a week to write. So for that week, I was very happy because I was writing. I was back to telling stories. But then I finished, and I felt worse. Why? Because I did not know where the story goes from here. I'd written the first three scenes of the story. I had half more to go, and I had no idea what to do next. And to myself, I practically let go. I was like, you know what? I don't know if it's going to happen. I think this is going to be one of those books that never gets finished. And I didn't say that to myself to make myself feel worse or uncreative or like I'm a bad writer or something. But I said it because I did not want to give myself the pressure of having to write more. I somehow, even though I was feeling bad, I somehow still had this other voice inside me, perhaps the Hindi voice, saying that you will find the ending someday. That day was 5 days ago. 5 days ago, I started thinking about the concept of beginnings and endings. I think that there is a finality to writing a story, to making anything, anything creative. Because stories have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And when we're writing, we seek that finality in the project, in the piece, in the story. And I think we do that. We do this race where we're like, oh, I want to get to that ending. We do that because we are always, at any given time, living in the middle of our own story. Because if our life is a story, the beginning happened a long time ago, and it was very quick. There was nothing, and then there was light. And the ending, hopefully, is a long time away. There is light, and then there is none. So those are just two moments of our lives. One a long time ago, and one a long time away. Which means that when we're in the light, that entire time is the middle of our story. However, when I'm writing something, I don't like being in the middle. I like the beginning. And even when I'm in the middle, I can't continue writing unless I know where the ending is. And I think knowing the ending, there's a flirtation. You play with it. Because you can't control your own ending. But it is when you create one that you feel some euphoria, that you made something end. You created a story that defied the rules of life. You controlled the beginning, the middle, and the end. And I know I'm talking about it as if it's some sort of a romance, because I think it is. Because how does the end begin is about life. It's about creation. When something begins, at that same moment, its end also begins. Not knowing it creates fear, and you create diversions to avoid the fear. But knowing when the ending is, knowing where the ending is, in me, 5 days ago, created love. Love for the process, love for the 2 months it took me to come up with this idea. Love for the entire story. The story that I pretty much gave up on 2 months ago is now my most treasured creation. I can't wait to reach the ending. And here's how I did that. I'm going to give you a quick rundown without any spoilers to the story. I wrote the ending first. That's it. Because I was stuck in the middle of my story, this book is about a couple who at the beginning of a story, of the story, are at the, what may be, the end of their marriage. And then the story jumps around in time. And I always knew that I was going to do that. I was going to jump around in time over the course of a 20-year marriage. But I did not know what was going to happen in the middle. Until I realized all endings need beginnings. So I wrote the beginning. And that's where that expression of how does the end begin came about. Because in my story, the ending is the beginning. How did this marriage start? What was the promise that gets broken? Knowing how a story starts requires you to know that the story is going to end someday. And that makes the story even more fun to write. Because you know it is going to end. And here's what I learned about my creative process that I hope can help you. Because I know if you use Launchora, if you've been, you know, following my work, if you've been a fan in any way, you probably like writing yourself, whether it's poetry, stories, or about your life. And I get students and young people and many different kinds of writers through Launchora who keep asking me about how I do it, my creative process. So here's the first thing that I can tell you that I learned during this experience. Writing, I can't believe I'm about to say this. It is like a sport. You don't just show up on the field or on the court and then play your best game. You can't. If you play any sport, then you'll get that there's a long training and practice period that you need to go through to be ready for that one day when you're playing the game. This scene, this chapter that I finished two nights ago, I wrote it over the course of three nights, about 7,000 words. Well, about, let's be fair, about 6,800 words. And at that pace, if I'm writing 2,000 words a night, then a 40,000 word book is only 20 nights, right? But it took me 2 months to write these 6,800 words. Because during those 2 months, I was training. I was practicing. And then when 5 nights ago I sat down to write, I knew what my game was going to be. I knew what my goal was. I knew what to do. Because I knew the ending. I knew where I was going. And sometimes, as a writer, that is the only thing you need to get through the middle. That's it for this episode. And I want to tell you, even though I said it in the last one, I'm going to try to be more regular this time because I realized I took this break because Story Talking is my English voices show. And that guy was not being creative. He was not able to find his voice. But I'm back now. In the next episode, which I promise I will make, I have every intention to, I'm going to talk about the other guy. I'm going to talk about the other voice, because some of you are fans of my show, Tumne Kisi Se Kabhi Pyar Kiya Hai. So in the next episode, I'm going to tell you about how I came up with the story for season 2. The first 3 episodes are out. More episodes are on their way. Had to take a little hiatus to record things and finish other projects. But the first 3 episodes are out. So if you haven't heard them, they're on JioSaavn. Season 2 is called Tara. And I'm very proud of this season. I want to tell you so much about how there was a time I'd committed to making it and I had no idea if I was ever going to be able to read. Well, I'll tell you that story in the next episode. Thank you for listening. My name is Laksh Datta, and this is Story Talking with Laksh.